Welcome to Aberdeen! Number one sports betting show, coming out of the Bat-Back Feed Court with Thunder Dub. I am Tone Diggs.
That's a baby too.
All right, there's Bubba Gump. You know he's Canadian. Say she's a bearded wonder. Why?
Today, Tony.
Okay. Similar shirt, different color.
Not bad. Nice book.
Okay. Nice book. Yeah, did you see the books?
Yeah, it's pretty.
You added nice books to the.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Books to the repertoire, baby.
This guy.
They have a theme, I believe. You know, it's like 13 hours, Black Hawk Down, fucking 12 horse soldiers.
That's what all those are?
Lone Survivor.
That looks like a collection of books that just have been around this office.
Nope.
It's Friday Night Lights over there.
No, but it will be. Michael, Gridiron Genius with Michael Lombardi.
Ever heard of it?
Duh.
Warren Sharp's book in there?
No, I don't think it is.
Ah.
What? He invented football, Tony.
You got Michael Lombardi's new book, Football Done Right, over there?
So I did. I ordered it, and then they were out of copies. So, you know, it's on back order right now.
Gotcha.
And then I got one from, what's his name? Billy Walters coming.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, prove myself.
Nice. Are you reading them or just?
Yeah.
Is this a LeBron James style read?
Right now, I'm currently reading Phil Steele's 2023 college football preview.
Yep. I read 8 pages of a book yesterday, and I learned so fucking much.
By the way, Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude? But I forgot just like all the tidbits that you can learn reading a book.
Anything good or?
What did you learn?
In a 55-year span in the 1800s, Americans killed 40 million buffalo.
That's a lot of buffalo.
Yeah, it's like one of the worst.
Were you reading National Geographic?
No, I'm reading. I've tried to read this book probably 3 times. It's been on my to-do list for going on 2 years. The Empire of the Summer Moon. It is about the Comanche tribe, which ruled from Denver to Mexico.
Okay.
In the 1870s.
8 pages?
Yeah, I've been waiting to read that one, too.
I made it 8 pages.
That's a lot of pages.
Let me know.
They're
me know
dense. Is, dense pages.
Otter, how are we?
Tony, doing pretty good. Okay. Got some baseball to bet on. We got some college baseball to bet on.
We do. How was everybody's weekend? I only bet Friday. Didn't get anything in on Saturday or Sunday. 4-2 on Friday. The losses were the Reds, who, you know, Bruce was on them that day.
I was, yeah.
11-10 final. That was crazy.
That was a pretty good pick.
That was pretty good. They did end up losing 2 out of 3 over the weekend. The Denny McCarthy cash out, not as bad as it once looked.
No. The Saturday was what you were looking for.
Saturday, a lot of people went low. Congrats to Keegs on a win there. I had zero action on Keegs.
No,
none.
How was your weekend, Pa?
MLS starting to bite back a bit.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. The home teams are taking care of business, which I don't love.
Starting to settle in.
Yeah. The double chances aren't paying out like they used to.
Any idea why the U.S. started their C squad in the Gold Cup? Just because they think they're going to be able to make it through a group no matter what? Or
Jamaica's decent, though.
I know.
Like, if you were going to do it with a team, it would have been
Trinidad and Tobago, maybe.
No, I wouldn't do it against them. There was another team in that group who's...
Yeah, I can't remember, but...
Like, bad. I don't know. It was wild first game of the tournament.
I saw the starting 11 come out. I was like, maybe fucking what's his name's pulling the strings again, because that's not a fucking BJ Callahan move, I'll tell you that.
I mean, if that was BJ, I mean, Berhalter might be there for game 2 if that was BJ.
I did take him live, double chance, which was nice. I was on a nice little heater, and then I lost it all on the Dodgers last night, Sunday night baseball. And I do have a gripe about it. I'm so sick betting on the home team in Sunday Night Baseball, kicking my feet up and watching it, and then they're interviewing Jason Hayward mid at bat.
Oh,
I'm trying to win a bet.
And you're distracting him with fucking...
Yeah, I don't need it.
Okay.
The average has to be like 0.57 with the ear in talking to the announcers.
While at bat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
They'd never get a hit.
Did
you bet on the home team last Sunday night?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because it was the Sox versus the Yankees, and they won.
There you have it.
This week, we do have College World Series tonight. We got baseball every day. Okay? We got Rocket Mortgage, I believe, in Detroit for Goff.
Sick.
Is that elevated?
No. I believe it goes Rocket Mortgage.
It's actually the opposite of elevated because they were huge Bryson DeChambeau sponsors, and he dominated the tournament. Now he's gone. So it's deflated, if anything.
Yeah. We got Rocket Mortgage, and then the John Deere, and then the Scottish, and then the Open.
Yeah. Scottish is awesome.
Scottish is a nice little lead up. That's DP World Tour. We're gonna Live Guy's gonna be in that, or
that's a good question, Tony.
That time of day, boys, they're fucking bumping
out. Let's go up.
No, I looked at the PGA a little bit earlier. I think JT's the favorite, if I had to take a guess. Really?
They weren't up early this morning.
They weren't, but then they were.
In the Open?
Huh?
No, for the
Rocket
Mortgage.
Well, actually, Tony's the favorite now.
Tony Finau.
Finau, Fowler, Finau. And JT, and Hideki, and Homa, Morikawa, Tom Kim, Sungjae. It's not a terrible fucking field.
Give me Tom Kim.
We talked about Brian Harman, right? How he just dominates this golf course. I think he came third again. Scotty, top five again. I mean,
Fowler's putting together a nice string here, too,
Ricky,
man.
Ricky went real steady. Low the one day.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was nice to see JT down there in the red figures.
It was, wasn't it? So we'll do that later in the week. But yeah, you know, MLS at some point this week. Harry Kane's going to no MLS this week because of the Gold Cup, or
Harry to Bayern is I didn't see that coming. Should have thought about that.
I didn't either, but he's not going to look out of place at Bayern.
Feels like the right fit if he was to go, to me.
It does.
They got Champions League football, obviously.
He wants to play Champions League football.
Yeah, it seems like all he wants. But he's one of our own, Tony.
I know.
How can we lose one of our
own? At least he's not going to fucking City, man. That's my thing. When
where would they play? Leave,
yeah, exactly.
If they go a different league, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
When you transfer in league, I feel like that one hurts.
Luka Modric turned down Saudi.
Nice.
It is nice.
It's weird. Firmino like did 40, not. So.
What?
That Luca, he could have gone. He's 40 years old or whatever. So
he's 39. One more walk around.
One more walk around the sun.
St. Barnabas or however.
Big meeting for Dame coming up.
Yeah, huge. Like I said,
big trade by the Bruins just now.
Who they? Is this?
They got rid of Taylor Hall and Foligno to the Blackhawks.
Interesting. For the number one overall pick, or.
I think it's a more of a salary dump. I think they're up against the cap.
I have been diving into the college football preview. So, you know, any little tidbits I find on that, I'll fucking. Like today, I was talking to Pat. I posed the question. Texas A&M has 20 returning starters. Does that matter? Because they fucking underperformed greatly last
year. Except for smoking weed in the locker.
Yeah, they were good at that. But and they also brought in, what's his name? Fuck. As the offensive coordinator.
Who is the OC?
Louisville, Atlanta.
Not Napier. Napier's still.
No.
Did he bring in
Where's Billy Petrino? At now?
Huh?
He didn't bring in Petrino, did he?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Thank you.
Really?
Yeah. So that point, that offense is going to look a lot better. Is Petrino, is he the best guy? No, but he knows how to fucking call football plays. I can tell you that. So, you know, anything I come up upon, I will. We'll talk about. We'll fucking feel it out. We'll see. I mean, Joe Milton threw the ball 80 yards this weekend. I don't know if that fucking means anything for Tennessee's win total.
That was sweet.
That dude is also going to be like this year's Stetson Bennett. Like, he's been in college forever. This is last year of eligibility. He might be a dog. I might throw a ticket on him to win the Heisman.
I looked it up. He's 23. So he's actually more like this year's fucking Hendon Hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's a true sixth year, but I mean, he was a dog coming out of high school, went to Michigan, and then I don't remember who he got beat out by. He's good.
He had a cannon.
McCaffrey's brother, I believe.
Yes.
I could be wrong, though.
Yeah.
So, we'll dive into that. You know, a little bit of more chit-chat right now because there's, what, four baseball games tonight?
Yeah.
Let's get into
it. Tough scene for Monday.
Yeah, I don't love the slate either.
I'm only forcing like two of my four picks.
I'm forcing both of them, I'm pretty sure. So let's just get that out there. I'm going to do something tonight that I have never done. Okay.
Oh, no.
And it starts in Cincy at Baltimore. Brandon Williamson goes against Cole Irvin. neither Cole.
Not good.
Cole Irvin, not good. Williamson hasn't been good.
You take a run in the first inning.
Oh, Tony.
I'm going to take the full game over 10.
Wow. Nice.
Jeez.
Good pick.
Full game over 10. Reds, bats, you know.
Two hottest hitting teams in baseball with their worst starters on the bump.
Why not? I thought the total would be more like 11 and a half. So
it should be.
I saw 10. I said, fuck it. Let's do it.
This thing's fixing to be over under 13 and a half.
Maybe. Let's hope so. Could not be, though, as well. You anything here for you, lad?
I'm out.
I'm forcing this one. I like the Reds plus 1.5 as a parlay piece. It's up there at minus 170. Just we kind of touched on this last week a bit, but just to like say explicitly, when the total is 10, 11, 12, and the plus 1.5 is minus 130, I just always tend to lean to that over a minus 150 favorite.
I hear you.
Because just kind of, you know, simple math, if they're going to be scoring a lot, there's a higher chance of a top of the ninth, make it a one-run game, and sure, then that's it.
Yeah, I 100% understand where you're
coming. So I like the Reds first five plus a half as a straight play, and the Reds plus 1.5 full.
The Milwaukee is at New York. Colin Ray goes against Verlander. Verlander, okay, a little bit of a pattern here. Gave up four on the road. Gave up one at home. Gave up four on the road. Gave up one at home. Gave up six on the road. Gave up one at home.
Yeah, he's alternating good and bad starts.
And home and away. He is at home tonight. He is due for a good start. I wasn't going to take this earlier. It's not on my sheet. It's not in my fucking bet slip right now. Because the Mets kind of stink.
Very bad.
And I didn't want to lay 180-something. It is down to 170, so it makes it a little more enticing for me. But I think I'm just going to stay away on this one.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm on the Brew Crew plus 1.5. I know that Verlander has been alternating good and bad starts and has been better at home than on the road. But potential backbreaker situation with the whole bullpen, Buck Showalter, New York, everyone's freaking out about the Mets bullpen.
Yeah.
And Verlander's 40 years old, and I think that they're in trouble. I'm on the Brewers plus 1.5, minus 137.
Okay. We got Twins at Braves. Sonny Gray goes against Spencer Strider.
Interesting line.
230.
Too rich.
Definitely too rich if you're taking that side. And then I looked at Sonny. You know, he's had a really good year. He had a much better April than he has, say, June. Actually, I actually have information to back that up. He had a .77 in April. Had a .392 in June. Not that that's bad. .392 is not bad. It's just, do I want to go against the Braves with Sonny and the Twins? And I believe Buxton just got hurt. So I'm going to stay away on that one.
Yeah, I'm out.
What was that meant?
I'm throwing Atlanta into a parlay here for my tonight's parlay. I just like it. I don't know why I like it, but I do like it. I like them to win the whole game.
Well said. Well said.
We'll be shocking if they didn't.
Oh, it's 2:30.
Detroit goes against Texas. Matthew Boyd versus Heaney.
Heaney. You want to say. Andrew Heaney.
Yeah.
The guy was a stud coming out.
Come on.
Super injured, fielding a ball at first base.
Yeah.
And he came back and is doing it.
And to wrap up my parlay, Texas, money line.
Okay.
Them and the Braves, both money line. It's plus 113.
Thought about it. I just didn't want to lay it right now.
Rangers first five, minus half.
I mean, it is the side.
Yeah, bit of a force, but I'm Rangers minus 1.5 full game.
It is the side. Cease goes against Detmers. I like Detmers a lot. He's been really good lately. Let me pull it up. He has gone 7, gave up none, 6, gave up 1, 5 2/3, gave up 1 in his last 3 starts. I actually am on the Angels in this one. I took them first 5, minus 140. Cease has been good, though, too, so it scared me a little bit. But I'll ride with the Angels tonight. We'll see.
I'm going Sox first 5 plus a half.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I mean, ooh, not going to argue with you.
Yeah.
I'm going Angels full game, and for a reason I never thought I'd say. The Angels have the bullpen edge.
Okay.
Tonight. So I honestly, Tony, much prefer them full game than first 5. And I like the Angels.
I hear
you. Get it late.
because of that horrible bullpen, I am also on the White Sox first 5+1/2.
Trevor Williams goes against Louis Castillo. Obvious pitching edge to Seattle here. Their bats still stink, though, so I didn't want to lay 260 or half.
Mariners full game, -1.5.
All right.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean,
all right, rapid fire. Who's everybody got in the College World Series?
LSU.
Hold on. Before we do that, you're right. LSU.
Feels like everybody's on LSU.
Not me. Give me Florida +1.5, -160. I got it at. It actually dropped on me a bit, -154.
Okay.
I like it a lot, actually.
I got to root for my future Bucko pitcher.
They'll trade them.
No, they won't.
If they trade McCutcheon, that's disgusting.
That would be so weird.
They probably should, though.
Savage.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
if we're being honest, they probably should.
Like, sure, but you don't bring back, like,
you brought him back for a swan song.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be farewell tour.
Listen, it's up to Kutch. If he wants to play for a series, let him go. Okay, if he wants to stay and finish out his fucking ride, then stay.
That would be sweet.
Buccos were nice enough to send a City Connect jersey for Kutch. So, yeah.
Those jerseys are sick.
Yeah, they're all right. They're all right. What are you on, Val?
What's that?
World Series tonight? You betting it? Or?
I like Florida.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. I think yesterday carries over.
Okay. So, I'm on the over 10 in Reds in Baltimore. The Angels first 5 money line and fucking LSU.
Rangers first 5 -0.5, White Sox first 5 +0.5, Seattle full game -1.5, and Florida money line.
I'm on the Cincinnati Reds +0.5 first 5, the Brewers +1.5 full game, the Texas Rangers laying 1.5, and the LA Angels -134.
Okay.
All that with the Florida Gators.
Okay. Yeah.
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 Yeah, I'm thinking I will.
Yeah.
I hope he pitches tonight.
He will.
He's got to.
He will.
I'd start him though, man.
I would too.
I would fuck around with it.
You don't need him, I disagree. Like, you don't need him getting loose like 6 times in the bullpen or something.
No.
Are you going to go down early then go to him, Bruce?
No, that is the problem. I mean, it's hard to have a complete argument when it's like, who is the LSU third pitcher? I have no idea.
Correct. We have no idea. Well, I know there's
like if he's good, then.
I'd rather die with my top dog right off the hop.
Well, I know they're second on, so obviously not yesterday, the night before, and game one had like 17 strikeouts, right?
Mm-hmm. I was told that LSU was potentially the best baseball team of all time by somebody on TV at one point during this World Series, so that's why I'm taking LSU.
Nice. Well said. Yeah. That fits.
The shoe fits.
That was Mitt's corner.
Do we have anything else today?
Perhaps a quote.
Well, Tony, there is nothing impossible to they who will try. Alexander the Great.
Tough to top Friday.
Friday's quote was so good. I can't just find
that.
Like,
I feel like there might
not
be
not as good as Wednesday's, but.
Yeah.
I mean, Wednesday.
I mean, I did.
How this all started will go down.
I did find myself doing my laundry on Saturday thinking, hey, don't leave something for tomorrow that could be done today.
That's an awesome one.
It's a great quote.
I might get that fucking printed and just put it right above my bed so I wake up to that every single fucking
get it morning. Tatted on you. It's actually back.
Not a terrible. Yeah.
Put it in my bathroom.
That would take up his Skywalking on these haters tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. See, you can't do that.
Skywalking on these haters. Another great quote.
Holy fuck.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll break it. We'll break it all down.
Dad.
When's Canada playing the Gold Cup?
I don't know. They haven't played yet. I think it's Group C.
Tomorrow. Tonight. They play tomorrow. They're
Group D.
-1100.
Canada soccer's out of money, apparently.
Oh, here you go. Here's the one. U.S. is -4,500 against St. Kitts and Nevis.
Sick.
That's the one that probably should have started the season.
That's the one I would have thrown out the third stringers.
Yep. This cup is ridiculous.
All right.
The gold cup?
Yeah.
It's an all time.
Gold cup is storied, dude.
Come on, Bruce.
Look at when the gold cup started, man.
Come on, learn a little. Okay.
The Nation's Cup is the new one.
Yeah, top. So this one's been around, you're saying?
Well, Gold Cup.
Yeah, dude.
It's got a storied history.
Seen some things.
Who are some past winners besides
Mexico, Canada, U.S.?
But yeah, U.S., Mexico, Canada.
Panama.
Has Panama won? They've won?
Sure.
Do we have a date?
Sure.
I'm sure founded in 1991, dude.
I'm sure Costa Rica's fucking got one.
Mexico's got eight.
Oof. There you go.
There you have it.
There you have it. All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.